Spirit Radio Podcasts.
I don't know if you knew this, but a new farm rule has been introduced by the Irish government, and it's posing an extinction risk to threatened farmland birds. We have Una Duggan from Birdwatch Ireland on the line to tell us more about this and maybe to talk a little bit about how we can best take care of local birds in our own communities at this time of the year. Good morning, Una.
Hi, good morning, and good morning to your listeners.
It's brilliant to have you on. What's this new government regulation that's come into place?
Well, the government last summer brought in new rules for tillage farmers who grow our corn and wheat and barley to tell them that this winter they could not let winter stubble remain on their land, and instead they had to cultivate the soil to allow for germination of seeds. I know this is very technical,
yeah,
but basically this is winter stubble is when you go out into the countryside in the winter and you see arable tillage land with some, you know, brown kind of like stalks and the growing low on the ground. This is the tillage fields, right? And what happens is there's grain left over in the fields and the birds eat the grain. So instead of like a load of bird feeders in everybody's gardens around the place, these fields would be full. They're like
absolutely
massive bird feeders, right?
Supermarkets for the bird community.
Exactly.
Yeah,
they're like the buffet, winter buffet for birds. Now they're at a critical time of the year when they're hungry. Okay, so basically, what the government said is, we want those seeds, instead of going to birds, we want them to germinate, so that the nitrogen that's in those fields is taken up by the seeds into the growth of the plants, and it is not leached into the water. So ultimately what the government is trying to do is address water quality issues relating to nitrogen and fertilizer used on tillage farms, that and the water in the rivers is getting polluted from nitrogen leaching. A very good goal.
Yeah.
However, tillage land is, we have very little tillage in the country compared to beef and dairy farming. And what this is doing is putting a disproportionate impact on farmland birds by taking away that buffet of seeds instead of tackling some of the more important sources and the more prevalent sources of pollution that are going into our waterways.
Yeah, it seems like a bad idea, but hey,
it is a bad idea. But like, the reason it's a bad idea is they didn't do it with any science underpinning it.
Okay.
So they didn't do any assessment of the impact of on farmland birds like hen harrier, a lot of them that are really threatened already. And skylark, for example, skylark is amber listed bird now, which means it's in trouble. Hen harrier is also in serious trouble. So there's a 28 bird species that rely on this winter buffet.
Wow, 28 different species.
28, and most of them are red or amber listed, so they're already in trouble. That's why we're saying it's an extinction risk.
And I presume these are birds that haven't migrated for the winter, so these are our native species that are hanging around hoping to have...
They are mostly native species, but you would have some migrants come in and enjoy the buffet.
Okay.
They come from other countries like Sweden and Finland and Norway, where it's really freezing, and they come here because it's a tad milder.
And they can get to the seas.
They enjoy the winter buffet, right? Mm. So what this has done, now I understand the goals of the government on this, but there was no science that I could see presented to us that would say, but perhaps there's buffer strips we can do to help with this. It was a blunt instrument applied to now every county, every tillage farm in the country. And it's devastating. We're very, very concerned about it. We've raised these concerns with the government. They're said that there was science going to be initiated, research going to be initiated by the end of 22 on this. That has not been done. It's really bad. Now, we want to see water quality improve, right?
Yeah, because I get that, because that affects other species.
Yeah, like kingfisher.
Yeah.
The beautiful blue, stunning kingfisher and dipper, and yellow grey wagtail, for example. There's a range of other species, and not just birds, but fish, and the insects and the plants and the waterways. But basically, it's just that we have very little tillage, and this will have a disproportionate impact on farmland birds. So, they could have, what were the alternatives? They could have tackled the pollution coming from dairy farms and other sources of pollution harder than tackling this
particular measure.
This one particular measure. So I know this is very technical. We've got an article written about it on the Birdwatch Ireland website under our news section if people want more information. But this is, you know, it's just really unfortunate that government didn't engage more thoroughly on this topic and to understand the impact. And also that they haven't initiated research. There's no point in putting in something in place and then doing the research after. The
Indeed.
Research should be supporting it and underpinning it.
Absolutely. Is there something people can do at this stage? Are you asking people to talk to their public representatives? Are you asking people to engage anyway to help with this? Or
well, at this point, do you know what I would ask everybody? Is to familiarise yourselves with, I know you will see the birds in your garden, and some people will live on the coast and they will see the amazing water birds that are in the estuaries. They're migratory birds that come from high Arctic Canada and Greenland and Iceland for the winter, and they spend the winter with us. I would just say kind of look beyond your garden birds. The garden birds are fantastic, but look beyond and familiarize yourself with what's going on with birds, not only, you know, in your estuaries, and but in the farmland. Many people don't even realize that not all birds nest in trees.
Yeah.
Some of them nest on the ground.
On the ground, yeah.
And the ground nesters are the most threatened. And one would think that something like forestry would be a really positive thing. It is. We need more trees to suck up carbon. But unfortunately, forestry in Ireland is targeted towards areas that are important for ground nesting birds, like curlew. So these birds are already threatened. And then the forestry plans have no safeguards for ground nesting birds. So we're looking at obliteration of a range of species through careless planning by government and inadequate safeguards. So I would tell everybody, when you meet your politicians, just really hammer home that nature is important to you, that you want to see more protection for birds. 63% of our wild bird species are in trouble in Ireland, or are red or amber listed birds of conservation concern. I am really tired of saying this message over and over again.
Well,
the government is not listening, and it needs to.
Una, you need to not be tired of it, but keep doing it, because I wasn't aware of this. It sounds horrendous. I can hear your passion.
I'm only one advocate.
Yeah.
I need everybody, one of your listeners, to be advocates too.
So maybe we ask everybody to...
I can't do it on my own.
So maybe we... Well, absolutely. And maybe we ask everyone to do, as you said, get themselves up to speed on it. Don't trust us. Do their research and, think about this a lot more. As you said, talk to public representatives and make their voice heard, and just seeing if we can actually make a small difference.
Become a member and help us, because I need more advocates. We need funding. So become a member of Birdwatch Ireland so that we can have more advocates, and more people like me doing this. But also, your voice is so important. Just don't underestimate your voice as a voice for nature. You know, it's really, really important.
We've got the message.
Look at the Birdwatch Ireland website. The news section on our website has lots of articles on this stuff, on the common agriculture policy, on forestry, on winter stubble issues. So we have everything up there. And our magazine Wings goes to all our members. So you can tap into that too to learn more.
Una, you're obviously very passionate about this. You're doing a great job, and I hope you get some support out of today's interview. And we're happy to do our little bit to spread the word for you. Keep up
thank
the good
so
work.
Much.
And thanks for joining us today.
Say a prayer.
We certainly will. That's what we do here on Spirit Radio. Thanks, Una, for a wonderful interview. And I didn't realise things were so critical, but there you go. Something to think about today.
Thanks for listening to our Spirit Radio podcast. Don't miss out. Subscribe today. Find out how at spiritradio.ie.